Hello, folks. Welcome to another session. This time, something a little bit different. So, some of you might know that I really struggle a bit with Microsoft Viva, and I can't be the only one. So, I've enlisted some help, and we've got Leslie Crook to talk us through the whole suite. Leslie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I mean, amazing opportunity and to be able to do this in kind of like bite-sized chunks, like that's just going to be no more than 15 minutes, where I can usually do this, can take 3 hours or more, if not half a full day. So let's see how we get on.
So folks, that's one of the things that Leslie and I have discussed. Try to make this nice and short. And if you go to the notes section of the video, then you'll see the page, and then you'll see that we've written this out a little bit as well. So that should be nice and easy to use. First of all, let's find out something a little bit more about Leslie. So I thought I'd ask Bing. So I'm going to ask Bing, ChatGPT. So Leslie can't see this, but I'm going to say, who is Leslie Crook? And you know what, folks? If you spell Leslie's name right, you probably get better results, right? Let's have a look at this. Who is Leslie Crook? So, here it comes. Are you ready, Leslie? I'm going to read this out as it comes
No, I'm
along.
not ready.
Yeah, you're going to have to be. Leslie Crook is a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional for M365 Apps and Services. She has been an MVP for 7 years. She's also a Viva visionary and a cloud consultant at Cloudway. Her work focuses on employee experience, employee engagement, hybrid work, adoption, and change management, and champions programs on Yammer Teams and now Microsoft Viva. She prepares customers for Microsoft Viva and Teams cloud consumption. She has a background in employee engagement and at the pharmaceutical industry. She has been recognized for her passion and skills in globally recognized community leadership. She works alongside eight of our outstanding MVPs. Does that sound about right?
It does, except that I've left Cloudway.
Well, it was pretty good. It's not too bad, is it? It's fairly up to date.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, except I'm now no longer working at Cloudway and at the moment freelancing.
Okay, so if someone wanted to know, I'm going to see if there's anything you want to add to that. If someone wanted to know more about you, Leslie, I'm guessing your LinkedIn would be a good place to look.
Sure, and I've got a blog called The Viva Visionary.
Okay, so folks, so either in the notes of the video or on the web page, I'm going to make sure that I put links in there for Leslie. If you want to find out more about Leslie or what she does, go and have a look at those two locations, LinkedIn and Leslie's blog. Leslie, anything else you'd add to that before I hand the reins over to you for you to give us some bite-sized chunks about Microsoft Viva?
I think that's plenty.
Let's go. All
Yeah.
right, Leslie, over to you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Mark. So this is a model of the employee experience. This is actually from a model from Gallup. It's not my model. And a good employee experience is hopefully something that we've all experienced, or we've all experienced the employee experience probably many times in our careers. And this is the steps that you go through from being onboarded. You've been interviewed, you've been hired, you're then onboarded into the company systems. There's going to be hopefully some kind of employee engagement that might just be email. And then you're going to hopefully have part of all of this is you're going to be trained, upskilling. There's going to be maybe some kind of development programs, and then you're going to depart. You're going to exit the company. This could be 3 months for probation period. It could be, like 23. It could be 23. Could it be 25, 30 years? Depending on well your age and the kind of business that you work for. So I actually worked for 23 years at GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceutical
Wow,
Company. And
that's a long time in the modern
it was,
workplace. Unless you're in government, that's a long time, Leslie. Well done for serving that
I thought I'd never leave, but then
long.
Yammer came along, and I helped working with the in communications. I worked really closely with the IT guys, and I helped make that a success. So I decided it was, time to leave and help other companies. So that was
Nice.
7 years ago,
Yeah, good
and I've been
work.
on the MVP program. That's my certificates for 7 years, and then I've turned from an internal communications manager into a cloud consultant and do pretty similar stuff to you know what you do, Mark. So so I just wanted to point out that employee we've got that's employee experience, but then we've got kind of like the deeper side of this is of employee engagement within the employee experience framework, and that is that part of onboarding, engaging, performance and development. And employees today are looking for a manager who cares about them and keeps them accountable and focuses on future excellent and career growth opportunities. And that's what we see that this framework from Viva is really focused on through the lens of teams. So I've to try and make the consumption of this somewhat easier, because there is an awful lot of products that are being added into the Viva suite, as particularly now we've got to the point of AI and Copilot. It's getting even more, you could say, rich and joyous and amazing and exciting, but equally there is a lot going on here. And as I understand it, there is about 20, 25, maybe 30 product groups within Microsoft that are developing this with, you know, and sharing this with the partners and the MVP community, with a fire hose of, you know, information coming at us. But I just wanted to give an overview of kind of this of Viva in its kind of simplest form, but it's still pretty complex. So I drew up this model about probably about 18 months ago. So, and this was kind of like the four key themes of Viva, which are still very much there, but have been elaborated on as well. So I just wanted to point this out, is we've got Viva Connections, and the products that are in there is SharePoint and what was Yammer, which is now called Viva Engage, but it's basically Yammer. Then you've got Viva Insights, which is Exchange and Workplace Analytics. And then you've got Viva Learning. Again, the backbone of that is SharePoint and additional learning management systems. We'll talk more about that shortly. And then you've got kind of like the new kid on the block, which is around, which is Viva Topics, which is to help you curate and harvest and manage the knowledge in your company. And that is being pulled from what was Yammer, Viva Engage. It's got AI, it's got loads of Copilot in there, or will be coming in there, and it's picking up on machine learning. So it's a bit like ChatGPT. So this is the really exciting element, I think, is Viva Topics. But it's still very in its early experimental stage with a lot of big enterprise organizations, and Microsoft are also you know, experimenting with it all the time. So that's kind of like I think the really interesting one.
So
we've got here Microsoft's kind of like framework of Viva. If you can count these up, there is actually nine features in here, and Microsoft have themed them by mission and engagement, and enabling a high performance workforce. And then we've got measuring engagement and productivity. So I'm not going to go deep into these from this framework, but I will touch upon these with really short demo videos, just to give you a flavor of what Viva has got under the lid. But I must explain that this is short and sweet. I run 3-4 hour workshops, which is just spanning all of this. There's also separate workshops that colleagues of mine run on for Viva Insights, and they are like 4 hour long workshops. So there's an awful lot.
Leslie, was that 4 hour workshops just for one of these?
Each one of these features can be a separate workshop, depending on the interest of the customer, what the customer is, you know, what their frustrations and challenges are. So we don't encourage customers to say, I want all of this at the same time. But it's kind of like, you know, you know, we can help them unpack, you know, the low hanging fruit on what's suitable at this time. So it's either going to be something that might be around, you know, employee engagement, which is that first three features there, including Viva Connections, which actually is not showing on here, which is weird, but it is Viva Connections in the middle. So you've got kind of Viva Connections is kind of like across all of this, because you need Viva Connections to bring this to life within your kind of like SharePoint homepage, but equally it's going to be there in your team's left rail. Cool. So it depends on what you're trying to achieve inside your organization, where you might start thinking, you know, showing interest in this. So let's go in. So, any questions?
I was going to say that I really like this slide, because Like I say, I struggle with Viva a little bit. In my head, it's just like this. So I know bits and bobs, and I'm not sure how they all link together. So I really like these three columns, and hopefully the viewers do as well. And I'm looking forward to us spending just like 2 minutes on each one, because you can easily get swamped. And I'm hoping, folks, that this is a good overview video. And then if you want to learn more, yeah, either if it asks us for more in the comment section, or hop over to Leslie's blog and her LinkedIn, and she'll help you there. But Leslie, okay, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm genuinely looking forward to this. I've not seen this, so I'm looking forward to it.
But I'd just like to say there's so much here. I'm not an expert on all of these features. It's impossible. But I do know a whole bunch of fabulous MVPs and partners that can really guide you deeply on these, any one of these themes or products.
Yeah,
So,
so
but
if you don't know the answer,
yeah,
you know
happy to
someone who does, right?
introduce you.
Yeah,
Very much
so it's
so.
interesting, folks, because I'm looking at Leslie's MVP badges at the back there. So I do a lot of content, I do a lot of stuff, but I don't do enough to become an MVP still. And I'm kind of looking. It'd be great to know to do even more, but you've got work, you've got kids. So I know how much work that Leslie's gone into to get those MVPs at the back. I know it's a big thing, but even so, people think, oh, you know Viva, you can't know everything like you say, Leslie. But like Leslie said, is that she'll know someone who does. So feel free to get in touch with her. But for now, Leslie, why
Certainly.
don't we start this little tour, a couple of minutes on each one, and I'm going to hand back
Okay.
over to you, and I'm going to be quiet.
You don't have to be quiet. You can stop and ask questions along
All right,
the way,
okay then,
right?
okay.
Okay, so the first little one is going to be a little video that I'm going to do some narration over. So the first one is going to be the all-important Viva Connections. So we've got here. Oh, here we go. So Viva Connections is with a focus on ownership by the communications team who are helping us to stay engaged and informed no matter where we are. It includes a feed of news and conversations and company events surfaced on a modern SharePoint site with Viva Engage. The same experiences are available on your mobile and it provides a personalized dashboard for your company resources like booking, like submitting an expense claim, monitoring your company incentives, or requesting holiday. Viva Connections can also be customized and personalized for every role. And the example here in this video is a retail store cashier clocking in directly in their dashboard from their phone. So that's kind of like a snapshot of Viva Connections. So
Cool.
Viva Connections, basically all it is SharePoint,
Yeah.
and it's now been made extendable through kind of like Endpoint Manager, Intune, and multi-factor authentication that you can use it from, any personal device through the
Okay.
Teams app. That's what Viva Connections
Oh,
is.
okay. So this is that thing. I'm hearing like this thing that Microsoft's doing is taking stuff to the where the users are, surfacing information to them. So it's powered by SharePoint, but it's pushing it to where the user is, which on this occasion is in Teams on their phone,
Yeah,
on that example,
that's all.
or Teams,
That is
whatever,
all it is.
however
Yeah,
you're consuming Teams.
that's all it is. So it's taking your SharePoint Online because it has to be SharePoint Online, and it's making it available. Yeah, just like Facebook,
I love that. I love
it's
it. I love it, Leslie. I didn't mean to cut over you again. I love it
that's right.
because having Teams on your phone is nice and easy. Getting someone to access SharePoint through the toe, it's going to be a very different experience trying to
Yeah.
get them as engaged, isn't it? So very good. I like it. Okay, what else you got for us,
Okay,
Leslie?
so what it would look like
Oh, gotcha.
on
Great.
your phone. That was just a little video of that.
Cool.
So the next one is Viva Topics. So this is the new kid on the block, but it's rather like Wikipedia pages and it's helping you to kind of like manage your acronyms inside your company, like a high speed AI kind of glossary of acronyms inside your company. It's amazing. So the little video here, hopefully it will work this time nicely. Oh, here we go. So a lot of learning is done on the job. So Viva Topics uses AI to magically connect us to collective knowledge and experts while deep in our work. So the magic here is when you come across an unfamiliar word or acronym, just hover over the word and a topic card pops up, providing additional context. If you want to know more, just click on the topic card and it takes you to a topic page where you learn learn more, like definitions, you find subject matter experts and other resources from the Microsoft 365 suite. It will also open up into any Viva Engage conversations that might have gone on in the company, maybe for when you were using Yammer. And you can see here it's got kind of like, it showed that graph there, which is really neat, on the topics that you're interested in. So it's like showing a cloud of words, but they're actually dynamic topics that you've shown an interest in, at the time within your company. So that's called the topic map. Viva Topics. It's really, really brilliant for new hires in your company that might be working hybrid, as can help them onboard to company jargon, and for long-term or leaving staff to share priceless tacit knowledge, about their role. And it's great for librarians in an organization to help them filter and curate the knowledge inside an organization. So suddenly a librarian role inside a company can actually sound a bit, can actually be quite sexy, really. Mm-hmm. and can be quite interesting job if you've got software like this to play with.
I really like that, Leslie. The things that jumped out at me were the clicking on an acronym, and then it takes you more information. The asking a question, the fact that it can then pick out where someone's answered that question already, and you saw that was great. But also the visual representation of the graph. So folks, some of you may know, the graph is just like this is a way, it's a system behind the scenes that just connects everyone and everything. And it's seeing it visually like that, so you can see how different things link, I thought was so helpful. And you could click on, I assume you can click on those, Leslie, when you see that graph.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, lovely. That was great.
In time, once you get the topics going. And we need to say, though, the experiments that need to go on around, you kind of like need to be kind of nurturing this for quite a few weeks, sure, if you get it switched on in the organization. And you can set it running and it can take at least 2 weeks for you to start getting some data back, so you need to kind of like be patient with it. Then you need to curate it with your subject matter experts and decide whether out of all the topics that are going to come back, because there could be like thousands of them, to decide amongst yourselves whether they're relevant or you need to approve them or dismiss them or whatever, or deselect them or something like that. So I think going forward this can be really wonderful for a business, and I think bringing in AI Copilot now to help generate this data that much faster, I think it's going to be really, really helpful, because it's going to be in a bit kind of like manually driven. I think since it's been released in the last since it was announced. So the next one, and there's a reason why I've done topics first and I'm now going into Viva Engage, and I will explain that in a second, because some people might think that was a bit odd, but there's actually a real correlation between topics and Viva Engage. So Viva Engage was formerly known as Yammer.
Oh, I miss Yammer. I loved Yammer. At Zurich Insurance, they used it as I spent 2.5 years at Zurich Insurance, and because of a global company, it was so great. And I've heard so many people bad by Yammer. Yammer done right was brilliant. I loved it.
It's still there, and it's got lots of bells and whistles now. Some of the bells and whistles are a little bit over-egged, but I'm going to point out what I think is really, really good. So just to point out, once you switch on Viva Engage inside Teams, what you get is your notifications and alerts now start appearing in blended in with your Teams notification. So that top left icon will start telling you when you've been mentioned on Viva Engage. So that's the blend that you get in Teams in that left rail. And then your communities that you used to see on the left side in good old Yammer have now been blended as icons in the right rail of Teams. So that's where it's brought to life. So I just wanted to point that out to you. Mm-hmm. And I was with a customer 2 weeks ago that didn't even realize that it had been switched on. They hadn't noticed the right rail in Teams. No one had pointed it out to them. So what do you get in now? It's called Viva Engage rather than Yammer. So there's these seeded features. So you get Q&A, best answers. You can respond to questions. You've got upvoting. You've got best answer. So that's kind of like been there in Yammer before it was called Viva Engage. You've got, of course, got communities that are enterprise-wide. You've got this thing now called Ask Me Anything, which is AMAs, which is what some customers might remember as Yam Jams. They were great and they're still there, but they're now an actual kind of like tool that is now called a thing rather than it just being called hashtag Yam Jam. Mm-hmm. So there's actually some proper features in there that you can run an event, and that can be blended into other parts of Viva Engage and also in Teams as well. You've also got this idea of you've got this feature called Stories and Storylines, which is similar to Facebook and Instagram features. And then my favourite one, this is not my favourite one, but that's on my next slide. But you've also got live events, and these can be aligned with Teams for town halls, with, again, the other features I've mentioned, which is Q&A and best answers in features. So you've got all of these seeded features, which were actually part of Yammer. They're still all there, but they've been slightly kind of like rebranded and reframed. Then you've got the premium features. And so you've got here, so when we say premium features, this is additional license. So we've now got leadership campaigns. This is more for like big ticket news, for new products, services and benefits. You've got Leadership Corner, where staff can engage with leaders and join their communities and attend AMAs. Then you've got also now audience analytics for user adoption scores and key topics of conversations. Then you've got leader analytics, which is different to the audience analytics, because this is giving you sentiment analysis around positive, negative or neutral staff comments. And then the one that I find most interesting at the moment, the most exciting, is what's called Answers in Viva. And this is harvesting and creating the knowledge. This is leading into Viva topics. And this is something that I really want to share more about how this works. So Mark's invited me back, or I've invited myself back to talk about this a little bit deeper, maybe on another Mark podcast session. So we'll leave that one there for now. But this is just showing Answers in Viva, but I'm not going to go into that now. We'll just leave that one there and leave that dangling. Or you can just, look that up on Bing ChatGPT and find out more about Answers in Viva.
I'm going to get you
and
back.
Again, this is showing... showing the topics.
I'm sure people will find this useful, but I'm finding it useful just to have it explained in the way you're doing it. So you're definitely coming back.
Okay, right. I'm not going to talk about that one anymore. Okay. So the next one in this section of employee engagement is the new kid on the block, which is a new product from Microsoft, brand new, called Viva Amplify. This is due to be GA'd in probably the next 2 weeks.
So GA'd, Leslie, that's general availability for everybody, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. But again, it's an additional license. So the license for these products that I've already zipped through, touching on topics as well, is really good value. It's $2 per user per month. It's unbelievable. Uh-huh. So there's a whole package here for if you are in communications, or you have the need to communicate across your business, you don't have to be in comms, then there is this really neat license that's got all of this in there. Viva Amplify. So communications and publishing management suite, a bit like Hootsuite if you do digital marketing. It centralizes communication channels. So once this is fully up and running, you should be able to run what they call campaigns that will display on SharePoint, Outlook, Teams and Viva Engage, and it will manage your audiences from a single communications dashboard. So you can do audience segmentation for your announcements and your news stories. It also offers writing guidance, a bit like Grammarly and ChatGPT, which I think is absolutely brilliant if you're not a confident writer. And communicators can then publish to multiple channels simultaneously and manage campaigns from this single hub. So this is for as I said, internal comms, HR support functions, facilities management, change management, maybe getting out health and safety, quality updates. It's also got metrics to measure positive and negative sentiment. And there's also yeah, a whole load of analytics in here to measure the you know, the reach of your campaigns, and you might be able to, you know, change the campaign halfway through if you're realizing, you know, something needs to be tweaked in there. But it's really great. If you're not a SharePoint expert, this will automatically you know, format a SharePoint document for you. And with Copilot, it will also suggest images. With Copilot, it's going to be suggesting maybe other stories that are similar to this, maybe other documentation within the business. It will start suggesting other things that might appear under that news announcement. So I think this is a, you know, if you work in a really big organization, I think this is going to be very interesting to, you know, to get your comms out.
So can I just ask, Leslie, where does this content manifesto appear? Does everyone need to go into Amplify to see it, or does it just get pushed onto SharePoint?
No, it gets, so this is kind of like the, like Hootsuite, yeah. You manage the communications here, uh-huh. But then it will go out to, you know, specific SharePoint sites. It will go out to specific Teams channels.
Oh, wow,
it will appear,
okay.
Yeah, it will appear in, you know, Viva Engage communities or maybe on storylines. And it can also go out on good old Outlook as an email. So this is the management piece. And this is what I would have loved when I was working at GSK, you know, to manage campaigns and, you know, to manage across the board, that you're not just sending out, you know, managing email cascades and, you know, absolute nightmares of trying to get messages to people, where this could be really targeted and specific, and you can choose your channels, you can set when you want to send the message out, it can be timed.
I'm a big fan of Microsoft Lists, and one of the templates in there is a template for managing, like for tracking content, and you've got approvals in there. So people who use that list, they will love this. This looks. I use Hootsuite a lot for my stuff. This looks incredible. This looks great. And I see, like, you look at all your campaigns, your analytics, your approvals, all that sort of stuff. That looks, and the analytics, I bet that'll be really interesting as well to have a good look at one day.
Yeah. So, it will only be available for big organizations, because obviously they need a lot of the channels and the audience targeting. So I don't know how you'd ever get to play with it if you haven't got, you know, not in a big company, but there might be something in, you know, the test tenants that you with dummy data that you could play with that.
Yeah, looks fab. Okay. So you've bundled these ones together. So we got Insights, Glint and Pulse. Why are they bundled together, Leslie? Are they related, or how
because
does that work?
They're all. Yeah, they are all related, and I'll work my way through and explain why they're all related. But they're all about gathering sentiment and feedback, and understanding how getting the pulse of the organisation. I mean, this is what the naming of the Viva Suite products. It does what it says on the lid. It's giving you workplace analytics. It's giving you a glimpse. You know, a view of what's going on in your business, getting a temperature check, and it's also taking a pulse of what's going on, you know, right now inside your business, maybe in a small area of your organization, where a glint is going across the whole business. So they've been really clever with how they've named the product. So let's have a look at first Viva Insights.
Let's go.
Okay, so is that... Right, here we go. So the Viva Insights homepage, that's what this is. You should have access to it if you've got Teams, if it's been switched on. It highlights your focus work to help you block time so you can really concentrate. It's got coaching time, perhaps with your manager, and it can also help you set time for personal learning or training. It recommends regular breaks with you've got the Headspace meditation app in there, which... when we were in lockdown, that was something that, you know, people were finding really helpful, you know, suddenly working intensely from home and not switching off. And you can end your work day and take this idea of this virtual commute. This section uses AI to go through your email conversations and calendar of activities and conversations, and suggests relevant tasks at the end of your day to prep for the next day. And it's only you that's seeing your own data. So it's pulling from your email and your Outlook, and it's only giving you back, you know, information that's already accessible to you. So it's kind of like AI. For managers, there's they have Managers Insights, and that's available from the My Team page. These insights are to help managers encourage healthy and successful teams. And the example here, I'll just run that video again. If it's doing it, I think.
Just while you're doing that,
Oh, there we
Leslie,
go.
I love insights. Whenever I talk to for the Inform team, when I help with two government organizations, whenever I'm talking about teams and setting up people channels, often I'll encourage people to have a well-being channel in Teams and then pull in the browser version of this. I'm always
Yeah,
talking about insights
nice.
and then the and headspace, like a lot of things to talk about headspace. If you haven't got one of those headspace things in there, it's 2 hours long and it's just very, very chilled out, focused music. You put your headsets on at your desk, it looks like you're on a call, but really you get super laser focused and it'll just buy you a little bit of time. It'll stop that person that keeps coming to your desk. But anyway, so yeah, just it's just a good little hack. Okay, let's go. What else we got?
Yeah, so but what we have to remind everyone here is this is giving the manager anonymized data. It's not pointing out individuals like so and so's, either not working enough or not working too much. It's anonymized data of the team. And from the last time I was told anything about Viva Insights, I think you needed 10 people in a team, but I might be wrong. And you, Mark, you might know the difference here. It doesn't work unless I think you've got a certain amount of people that you manage in the team. It might have gone down to maybe six, but you have to have X amount of people to get these insights, but you're not seeing specific names. It's giving you kind of like this across the board view of how your team are working, and also higher level kind of like how other teams are operating in the business as well, so you can get kind of like an idea of how other parts of the business are coping and performing and what their productivity is like. So the next
I
one,
just remember, folks, just a
so.
quick note on there. Just remember, folks, that Leslie was talking about some of the management features there. If you're not a manager of people, you still get insights. It's still worth you going. So it'll tell you about yourself and insights about you rather than insights about your team. So even if you're not a manager, definitely go and check it out because it's one of my favorite. It's the one Viva app that I do engage with a lot, Leslie. I'm a big fan of insights. Okay, Leslie, that all sounds good. How about we watch this video and learn a little bit more?
Okay.
Engaged employees have an outsized impact on business success. So how can you design an employee listening program that promotes a culture of feedback and action taking? Microsoft Viva Glint makes it possible. Using a model backed by people science, it captures the voice of the employee so you can understand and improve engagement. It brings employee feedback and action taking directly into Microsoft Viva, so leaders, managers, and employees get what they need to succeed. Intuitive, evidence-based surveys allow you to measure and track employee sentiment for org-wide engagement scores, onboarding and exit feedback, and more. Surveys are quick, easy to answer, and accessible to all employees across devices, regions, and abilities. Viva Glint survey results are available right after surveys close, not weeks or months later. Interactive and customizable dashboards help you understand strengths, risks, and trends, and compare them to external benchmarks. AI provides actionable insights based off real-time analysis of thousands of comments. And by combining Viva Glint's sentiment with Microsoft Viva Insights behavioral data, you can now get a holistic view of the employee experience. Understand how people feel and how they work to drive meaningful change. Action taking is core to Viva Glint. Recommend key insights to the right people and provide personalized action plans to improve team performance and track progress. Leaders and managers can now lead guided discussions with team conversations, better identify focus areas, and use integrated recommendations that harness the power of Viva. Accelerate your ability to understand, engage, and develop your people with Viva Glint. Learn more at aka.ms/VivaGlint.
Be interesting, Leslie, to see the value of that. 'Cause I'm instantly thinking huge organizations, and I think actually smaller ones as well would benefit from that. But it depends on what it depends on what the overhead's like, doesn't it? The overhead for getting
Yeah.
it to run, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So we had insights, which is personal insights, pulling from your Outlook calendar and your email. Then you've got teams, manager's insights, and then you've got organisational insights. And the other piece of this is Viva Pulse. So that is a self-service survey tool for capturing, you know, snapshots of feedback from, you know, from across the business. So it's a survey tool. So I think a lot of people are getting mixed up with, and I've got mixed up as well, what's the difference between Glint and Pulse? And that is the difference between them.
Okay.
So you might be using Monkey Survey or something like that, or whatever it's called within your organization, but this is now a built-in survey tool. But you've also got Microsoft Forms as well, but then this Pulse. Yeah, so there's so many different ways.
That's the Microsoft way though, isn't it? That's why it's so, Microsoft 365 is so exciting, and there's so much stuff. But for some people, that's its downside as well, because it gets a bit blurry what you choose for what. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go on to Viva Learning, and the backbone of this is SharePoint. So let's have a look at this little video. So Viva Learning, this is my learning view in Viva Learning. You'll find content that's been allocated to you alongside a variety of other third-party training resources, including LinkedIn Learning and Microsoft Learn. At the top, I can see a course allocated to me, and I can open this course, module directly on Teams without switching applications to go out to LinkedIn Learning. It's also integrated into chats and conversations, making it easy for maybe manager to share, you know, direct learning with you to share with your colleagues using Teams. So we've got here the manager's experience to keep people's skills up to date. Once they have identified a learning activity, they can, as I said, allocate training to individuals or groups with an informal message and completion date. By clicking the manage assignments, managers can see their assignments and click check status to track the status of a particular course. So that's Viva Learning. So particularly good, you know, to build something like that into a new hire process when it's, you know, that first 3 months of, you know, you've got lots of upskilling to do, and you know, to be able to track it like that, I think is really useful.
Yeah, I love the way also you could build the little sets of learning for for new hires, or if a particular specialism in what your area does. Maybe put one together for Learning Viva, just to help someone get their head around it. Okay, Bevy.
But equally, it should be the kind of subtle that you should just see what is useful to do your job.
Of course,
I'm going through 9 modules here, and not everyone, unless you've got that admin role or that champion role, will have access to everything that I'm showing you today. Yeah. I mean, usually we see that the common products are Viva Insights. You've already said that you use that, and then you've got Viva Connections and probably Viva Engage. Mm-hmm. And then depending on your role, you might have like Viva Amplify or a higher level. If you're a manager, you're obviously going to see more products as well.
I think it's unlikely. Yeah, it's unlikely kind of that everyone's going to have everything, isn't it? It's unlikely that everyone's going to have everything. And I think that's a mistake I've made in the past, is trying to get my head around all of it all at once. And I think actually. You know, just an overview like this, I think, is great. And I think, folks, you should digest what Leslie's covered, and then go deeper into the one. I've got loads of questions for you about Viva Learning, but I'm not going to do it because I want to keep this. I don't want this to be too long for people. There's so many questions for that. But I think people pick out the ones that you liked, and then go deeper into them. So instead of trying to learn it all at once, because that's difficult.
Definitely, yeah.
Are there any more? Have we missed any out? Oh, let's go. Let's go. I forgot about Viva Goals. Let's go.
Because I'm not an expert on this at all. I understand what it is. It's about objectives, setting objectives and key results, which have to be done by the leaders in the business. But with this one, it's narrated by our marketing people at Microsoft. So this is just another short one on this particular product.
Okay.
When teams find common purpose and align on strategic goals, magic happens. But finding purpose and staying aligned is easier said than done. Siloed objectives, unclear ownership, and undefined metrics get in the way of progress and make it harder to have meaningful impact. Now, there's Microsoft Viva Goals, a solution that makes it easier to connect employees to your organization's mission and priorities. Using Viva Goals, teams define shared objectives and update progress right in the flow of work. It's the place where leaders and teams can align their priorities and ensure everyday work is moving the business forward. Share your company's strategic goals so teams have the insight to plan work that moves the needle. Collaboratively define success, create goals, and assign owners within and across teams. And connect to data to automatically measure results. Update your progress, customize dashboard views, and generate quick links to showcase goals and outcomes. With Viva Goals, it's easy to celebrate success and build a culture focused on alignment and impact. An integration with the tools you already use means you can spend less time managing goals and more time achieving them. Bring stronger alignment, deeper connection to purpose, and powerful results to your business and get to the finish line together with Microsoft Viva Goals.
So what is has been really interesting about Viva Goals is, as I just said as that started, the hardest part of this is an organisation actually writing their objectives and key results and having that set. That's proven for a lot of businesses to have that, do that exercise and get that out across the business. But as I understand it, that Copilot is going to be supporting and assisting leaders to actually do this, so it can take like your five-year plan or your three-year strategy document or your business plan, and it can actually pull out what could be the objectives and key results for your business. Mm-hmm. So that's what I understand Copilot is coming into is being integrated into Viva Goals. So that's something really, I think, really quite interesting. So this was a company that was acquired by Microsoft called Ally.io that's been around for, I think, quite a few years and has got, you know, some great customer feedback. And Microsoft have now taken Ally.io and now called it, this product called Viva Goals.
That's interesting. I think it'll be when the person on there was putting the percentage that something was done and it was on track, I think that screenshots like that are going to trigger people to say, okay, so where does that fit in with planner and project? Of course, it's at a higher level.
Task,
and
yeah,
that's not for us to cover now, but I think any organization thinking about this, you have to make sure that's really clear, because I find myself already thinking, the fact, initially I thought this was a much higher umbrella type view, but when I saw the person doing that on the video, I thought, oh, actually there is some granularity as well. So is it then straying into the territory of those other apps? But for another time.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting as well with the graph and topics and how that they're not, I've not heard Microsoft present this where it's linking into topics, but to me it seems like that's sensible. If you've got goals that you're aligning people to, then why wouldn't you bring in the topic touch point as well? That if you've got that graph display from graph where you're in the middle and you click on a topic, and then wouldn't it kind of show where you are within a goal within a topic or something like that? But that's just
I can see Copilot and all AI stuff thinking you've got a goal about this, but I'm going to hook you up with these people, these tasks, these documents, and these other things in these other apps, and it's going to start bringing them all together, isn't it? Okay, Leslie, how about you start tying it all together for us?
Well, yeah, so the way I think about this, and others around me in our movement called the Viva Explorers is create a new hire process where you're bringing in connections and insights and purpose and what we're calling on here, growth. So I'm not going to elaborate on this too much because this could be another podcast session in itself, but this is just an idea of how you could bring all of this together to create, think about a use case in your organisation that could be around improving the new hire process.
I like it. I think I will, with your permission, talk to you about quite a few of the things that we've talked about to expand. So I think we've got like follow-on topics where maybe we have a session about literally just one of them. Okay, great. So Leslie, thank you so much. So what we've done there, you gave us a recap of Viva, then we went through all the apps and we kind of chatted a little bit along the way as well. So that was great. Now, I know that we've talked about doing some follow-up sessions to show people more. But Leslie, if people wanted to learn more from you, what should they do? How do people get in touch with you? How do they learn more? What would you say to people?
The easiest way to contact me is probably LinkedIn private message. That's easy peasy. Yeah, Leslie Crook. So,
okay. So,
Viva, and I've got the blog Viva Visionary. But yeah, the easiest way to contact me is probably private message on LinkedIn.
Okay, folks. So what I think I'll do is we're going to wrap up in a second, but make sure you go and check out the notes section for the video, and I'll put both of those links in. If you've got any queries, then get in touch with Leslie. But for now, Leslie, all I want to do is just, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the time that you spent with us today. It's been brilliant. Thank you so much. Is there anything you'd say to wrap up before we close?
No, but have a great Sunday afternoon.
So it's Sunday afternoon in the UK here, folks, and the sun is out. That's why Leslie and I are probably in good spirits. But we're going to go and enjoy one of the last sunny days of the year, the warm days of the year, I think, Leslie. But for now, folks, yeah, we're done. I want to thank you for taking more time to watch it. I want to thank Leslie. Look out for more videos and make sure you contact Leslie if you want to know more.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you.